Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. Rainbow crosswalks in the Montreux area have officially been removed. Metro reported to City Councilmember Abby Kamen that equipment was moved in last night to do that. The equipment was at the intersection of Westheimer and Taft. This is work being carried out by Metro, the transportation agency tasked with taking care of streets in Houston and the county. And this comes as a directive from the governor to remove political messages off of Texas roadways. A new study from researchers at Texas A&M University found that abandoned buildings are creating dangerous surface temperatures in our city. Our Grayson Bobian explains how the researchers connected elevated heat risks to already vulnerable communities.
Texas A&M lecturer Ding Ding Ren and his team used thermal imaging equipment mounted on drones and publicly available demographic data to find new insights into Houston surface temperatures.
The research found that vegetated vacant land lowers land surface temperature while abandoned structure raises it due to the heat-retaining surfaces.
Lots with vegetation can cool the surrounding area significantly. The surface temperatures can be as much as 20 degrees Fahrenheit cooler compared to abandoned buildings and paved lots. Researchers also found that higher temperatures were associated with vulnerable communities who are at most risk during disasters. Ren says that more trees and green space can help reduce surface temperatures and lower health risks in low-income communities. I'm Grayson Bobian, News 88.7.
The Houston Rockets season begins tomorrow on the road against the Oklahoma City Thunder. They will be taking the court with a former Texas Longhorn superstar Kevin Durant, who signed with Houston during the offseason. Chris Gardner is with the Houston Roundball Review. He told Houston Matters earlier today that Durant signed a $90 million contract extension over the weekend, which is actually less than what he could have gotten, and it will help the Rockets in the long run.
Take less money, take only the 90 million, only 90 million, would that be nice? Only 90 million will allow the Rockets to re-sign and keep their younger core players who will help him as he gets older.
The first game of the new season tips off at 6:30 tomorrow. I'm Matt Harab, News 88.7.